and set this up again. Hi, today's shiur is Daf Chav Zayin. We're going to start by the Mishnah. B'chol Ma'arvin. Till now, we've been speaking primarily about Aruvei Chatzeiros. Now we're going to speak about Aruvei Techumim. The halacha is, we'll discuss it's Midaraisim, Midrabbanon, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amma outside of the city. However, Chazal gave us a way of extending that by placing an Aruvei Techumim. So let's say somebody wants to walk 4,000 amas to the east side. So you walk, you could put your Aruvei Techumim 2,000 amas to the east side of the city, and that becomes your Mokum Shvisa, the place that you're living for Shabbos, and you now have 2,000 amas further from there. Two obvious points. There's nothing free in life. So if you put your Erev 2,000 amas to the east side, you forfeit 2,000 amas to the west side. Also, if you don't want to use an Erev, if you want to actually physically be at that spot, Bein HaShemashes, it would certainly work. Erev Techumim is a leeway that Chazal gave us, a loophole that we don't actually physically have to be at the place that we want to be kind of Shvisa, Bein HaShemashes, Friday afternoon. If we have our Erev there, that's adequate. And actually, a lot of this parak discusses what is considered the Erev and where could the Erev be placed, which we'll learn in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras. Begins the Mishnah, B'chol Ma'arvin. All food items may be used for an Erev. So Rashi says that when the Mishnah says Ma'arvin, we're speaking both about Aruvei Techumim, which we just discussed, and Aruvei Chatzeiros. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that for Aruvei Chatzeiros, we need to have bread. Why? Because what does Aruvei Chatzeiros accomplish? Aruvei Chatzeiros accomplishes that all the houses that contribute to the Erev Chatzeiros are all together. That's one Mokum Dira. Now, Dira, where you live, is determined by bread, not by any other food items. And that's the halacha. For Aruvei Chatzeiros, you need bread. For Aruvei Techumim, food items are acceptable. And even Rashi, the Meiri, says, is just explaining the Mishnah, but he wouldn't say la halacha, any other item would be acceptable for Aruvei Chatzeiros, although there is a Tiferes Yisrael that says that other food items are acceptable for Aruvei Chatzeiros.
Techumim is also your Dira.
It's Mokum Shvisa, not Dira. Not identical. Umishtatfim. Shtufim Mavois is when a number of Chatzeiros open up to a Mavoi, it's the same halacha. Chutz Menamayim Menamelech, aside from water and salt, water and salt cannot be used for Aruvei Techumim. Why? So Rashi says because they don't offer sustenance. They're not mazen. In fact, there's a very interesting Nishmas Adam, which Ramosha quotes in the Tshuvas. He says, B'dievid, if somebody made a bari min mezoinus, let's say on a piece of meat, you're supposed to make a shahakal on meat, but let's say B'dievid, somebody made a bari min mezoinus on meat, you're allowed to eat the food. Why? Because all food items give sustenance. They're amazing. However, based on this Mishnah, the Nishmas Adam says that if you would make a bari min mezoinus on mayim or melach, it wouldn't work because they're not mazen at all. The halacha is that if somebody did that let's say he made a bari min mezoinus on meat, what he should really do is take a bite of meat and eat it, and then go into another room which he did not have intention to eat in, that although normally you shouldn't do that because it's bracha shen tzricha, but here, since he made the wrong bracha, go into the other room and then make a shahakal. V'hakol nikak kesef maisa. The halacha is that during the first and second and fourth and fifth years of the 7-year cycle, you had to take off maisa sheni from the produce, and that produce should have been taken to Yerushalayim to eat there. However, the Torah tells us that if it's difficult to schlep it to Yerushalayim, you have opportunity to redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim and use that money to buy food items. But the items you buy have to be food items. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, "V'hakol nikach b'kesef ma'isa chutz min ha'mayim ha'melach." He can't buy water or salt with ma'isa sheni money because they're not food. Hanoider min ha'mazon.
If somebody makes a neder that he's not going to eat anything of sustenance, mutter, he's allowed to have melechumayim. Why? Because it's not sustenance. To the degree, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea, but the Hilchas Ketanis even thinks that maybe in Yom Kippur you should be allowed to eat water and salt, because it's not mazon. Nobody paskens that way, I don't want anybody to think. Continues the Mishnah. Ma'avrin l'nazir. An erev can be made for a nazir. A nazir we know is somebody who made a neder that he's not going to have any grape products. We're allowed to make an erev for a nazir b'yayin, with wine. And the Mefarshim pick up on the Lashon Ma'arvin, means you can make the neder for the nazir even though the nazir doesn't know that you used wine. The wine will work. Ul Yisrael, you could use for Yisrael Truma, even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, only a kohen is allowed to eat Truma, you're allowed to take Truma and make an erev out of it for Yisrael. Simchas Omer Bechulin. Simchas says no, that the only item that could be used is something that the person who's going to rely on the erev could actually eat. So Yisrael can't use Truma because he's not allowed to eat it. Another can't use wine because he's not allowed to drink it. What is the machloikis between the Tanakama and the and Sumchis? So I saw in the Sefer Olin Sivasi, he says a very nice explanation. What is the halacha on the neder, of the Erev? Is it a din in the Heftza, on the item, or is it a din in the Gavra, is it a din in the individual? Is it a din in the Heftza that the food, it has to be food? So wine is food. The fact that the Nazir can't drink it doesn't make it not food. That's what Tanakama holds. Sumchus, on the other hand, holds it's a din in the Gavra. This person who's relying on the Erev has to be able to use this food. And another can't drink wine. A Yisrael can't eat Truma. Now, the other question here is that there's a halacha that a Yisrael is not even allowed to have Hanoah from a Truma. So, how could a Yisrael rely on Truma as an Erev? So, Taisus says that there's a mandama we're going to learn later that says an Erev. You can't just make an Erev Truma for no reason. It has to be for Dvar Mitzvah. There has to be some Mitzvah purpose. So we have a halacha Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu, that we're not having a Noah because we're doing it for a Mitzvah, and therefore you could use Truma. Other Rishonim say that the type of Hanoah you're not allowed to have from Truma is Hanoah Shel Kilui, where the Truma deteriorates by me having a Noah from it. Here, nothing happens to the Truma by the Yisrael relying on it. The Truma is the same fine food, and therefore a Yisrael can use it. Now we have. Oh, so that may be Yasser. It's Machlok, because Tosfos was on the Rishonim. Like Tosfos would be Yasser, unless you're doing the Ludvar Mitzvah. Like the other Rishonim would be Mutter, because it's not Hanosh or Kilui. Ulakayim Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a field which had grave, which was plowed. So the Halacha is that Midrabonon, you're not allowed to walk in such a field. However, a kohen who's not become tam is not a walk in such a field. However, says the Mishnah, here we're dealing with Erev. So the way most Rishonim explain, so it's, there's a Dvar Mitzvah aspect. So if there's bones left, if they're large bones, he'll see him. And if they're small bones, what he does is he blows his menafeach. He blows as he walks, and he'll pick him up. Rav Yehuda mafil ben akfaris. A kohen can even leave an Erev in a cemetery. Since it's accessible to him, because as Rashi explains, he can be transported into the cemetery in a box, and that is not prohibited, so therefore it's mutter. So, the way Tosfos explains this part of the Mishnah is as follows. Although Tosfos says, we before had a machloikis between Sumchus and the Tanakama, if the Erev has to be suitable for eating, where Tanakama says it doesn't have to be, and Sumchus says it does have to be, now we have a different discussion. Now it's not an issue of suitability. Now it's an issue of accessibility. And Tosfos says that everybody agrees that accessibility is required. And now Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's a cemetery, there's a way of having it accessible. But let's say it would be totally inaccessible, then the Erev would not be an acceptable Erev. Begins the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lameidim Min HaKlalos. Whenever Chazal tell us a rule, we shouldn't assume that that rule is hard and fast. There are always exceptions. Even if the rule has the word chutz next to it, even if the rule says an exception, it doesn't mean that that except the exceptions are mentioned are the only exceptions. So the Marik explains this Gemara. He says, this should not be taken as all rules are now not solid. He says, the Marik explains, rules mentioned by Tanoim in Mishnayis and Brisis should not be taken necessarily as hard and fast. Why? Because he explains, we know that Tanoim always spoke B'derech Ketzara, in the shortest way possible. So it's very possible there was an exception to the rule, but they didn't mention it. Amaroyim, on the other hand, says the Marik, were not so careful in being not speaking Bariches, and therefore by Maroyim we would not say if they set a rule that it should not be assumed to be hard and fast. Says the Gemara, Mechlal, the Laf Hochikoi. Rabbi Yochan, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yochan first said, even when a rule is said, it's not necessarily fast. And then, hard and fast. And then he says, even in a place where there are exceptions mentioned, those exceptions are not necessarily complete. So obviously he's not referring to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said chutz. So which rule in Shas, asked the Gemara, is Rabbi Yochan referring to, where we have a solid rule, and Rabbi Yochan says, don't take the rule as solid. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is obviously not referring to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah does have a chutz. Hechikoi, where is he referring to where it doesn't say chutz? Says the Gemara, Chosimkoi. It's referring to Mishnah Masechet Kedushin. The Mishnah says, the famous Mishnah, Kol mitzvah aseh she'as man groma, all mitzvahs aseh that are time sensitive, and noshim chayovim and noshim pturis. Men are chayiv and noshim are potter. V'shloi is man groma, if they're not specific to a time, echad noshim v'echad noshim chayovim. So the Meiri, the Badram, explain. The Meiri says that why did the Torah, we're not really supposed to explain why. This is the rule. But the Meiri tries to explain why a nosh and potter for mitzvahs aseh she'as man groma, since women have responsibilities in the home. So if we're going to have to make them do mitzvahs aseh she'as man groma, it'll be a conflict. So Hashem said they're potter. The Badram says it even further. He says the most important thing that we want is shalom bayis. So if a woman will have a conflict, here she has to do a mitzvah, and here her husband has other needs, there could be a conflict in the home. So the Torah said, Noshim apot for mitzvah, says she's man groma. Ask the Gemara. So that's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, V'klolahu, is that a hard and fierce rule? The call mitzvah, says she's man groma, Noshim paturis. Hare matzah. Matzah pays up at night. The loch is that women have to eat. How do we know women have to eat? Because the loch is that whoever is not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. Simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha. Atu Vesecha. Vesecha is Zerishtecha, is your family. Hakil. Every 7 years, the Sukkot at the end of Shemitah, everybody got together. Hakil is Om. Hanoshim v'noshim v'taf. Men, children, and babies. So they're all mitzvah seishas man groma. All of them are mitzvah seishas man groma. And still in all of them, the halach is noshim chayovis. Now, in fact, this is the way we know how noshim are part of mitzvah seishas man groma. Because the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin explains, if Noshim are mechuyev in mitzvahs aseh she'as man groma, why do I have to have special psukim to say the chuyev in matzah, that the mechuyev in simcha, the mechuyev in hakel? Why not? It must be that usually they're potter, and these are exceptions. Furthermore, v'chol mitzvah aseh she'lo yizman agroma, and every mitzvah aseh that's not time sensitive, is that halacha the Noshim chayavis? Harei tam Torah, learning Torah. With the halacha is v'lamadatem ois mes b'neichem v'loi b'nei seichem. Pur rivya, the chiv to multiply. Opinion of Ben, that all of these on the other hand are mitzvahs aseh she'lo yizman groma v'noshim paturis. So the Mefarashim explain when we speak about Talmud Torah, the noshim apater, there are two aspects to Talmud Torah. One aspect of Talmud Torah is the chiv to learn, to know what you're supposed to do. We just finished learning Masechta Shabbos. So you learn Masechta Shabbos to know Hilchos Shabbos. Women are mechuyev. Any mitzvah that they're mechuyev to do, any aver that they're not allowed to do, they have to know how to accomplish it. But then we have Talmud Torah, learning for the sake of learning. That Noshma Potter. And in fact, there's an interesting machloikus between the Shagas Aryeh and the Beis Halevi. The Shagas Aryeh says that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, Noshma mechuyev. Why not? He says, and the proof is that our Gemara doesn't mention it as one of the it's a mitzvah to say shloi as man groma. It's not time sensitive. And our Gemara doesn't mention it as a mitzvah that women are potter. Interestingly, the Rambam says that Noshim are potter from the mitzvah, to say, of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Beis Halevi explains the Rambam, because he says the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if we just said that women are potter from Talmud Torah, therefore the potter also from Ksiva Sefer Torah. Pidyon HaBen is also interesting. Here we're saying the Pidyon HaBen is mitzvah Shloi Zman Groma. Therefore the halach is that although normally we insist that a Pidyon HaBen take place by day, but the halach is, let's say the 30th day comes out on Shabbos, so you can't do the Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos because you can't do a business transaction on Shabbos. So now the shayla is, once you do the Pidyon HaBen, you should do the Pidyon HaBen Motzei Shabbos, not wait for Sunday by day, because we're saying Pidyon HaBen is anyway mitzvah say Shloi Zman Groma. So here we have a proof that even though the Mishnah said rules, even where it says chutz, even where we thought we mentioned all exceptions, not necessarily included. I'll bring you another situation where it says a rule, but there are exceptions. Another rule was said regarding Azov. This is actually Mishnah, Masechta Azovin. So the way Rashi explains this Mishnah is referring to El Yoyne Shel Zov. El Yoyne Shel Zov is a unique Tumat Zov. We're used to Tumas Masa. What does Tumas Masa mean? That somebody Tohor carries something which is Tomei. El Yoyne Shel Zov is just the opposite. The Zov is Tomei and he's carrying something that's Tohor. And the halach is that that item becomes tamei. Kol shenisa al gabei zov tamei. Now another halacha: the kol shenisa olav, anything the zov sits on or lays on, is tahor. Chutz min haroil mishkav v'moshev. Aside for something which is made to lay on or sit on, something which is designated for sitting. And the way Rashi explains, we know throughout Shas, how do we make the test to decide? Do we see that if somebody would sit down on this item, will we tell them, please get up, this is not what you're supposed to sit on. If they would say that, that's not made for sitting. But if somebody wouldn't tell you to that, that's made for sitting, v'ha'odom. Ha'odom means that if you sit, if a zov goes on top of another person, even though people are meant to be carried by other people, their halach is that the person carrying will be tamei. So that's the Mishnah Masechet Zovim. It says some rules. Ask the Gemara Suleka, is that Mishnah hard and fast? Vika Merkav. One of the other tumas that apply to Zov is something that he rides on. Ask the Gemara first, Hai Merkav Heichi Domi. What does it mean by Merkav? Idi Yosef Alei, if he's sitting on it, Hai Moshev. So there's no difference between Merkav or Moshev. Anan, says the Gemara, Anan Hochet Kamrinan. What we refer to is Ho'ikah Gavad Ukva. A lot of pshat, and we're going to learn with Rashi's pshat. In a saddle, apparently, there were two parts. There was the actual saddle, where the person riding on the animal would sit, and then there was a piece of wood that was at the top of the saddle that was used to hold on to, or I guess maybe to control the animal. That's not something that you actually sit on. It's part of the Markov. It's part of the saddle, but you don't sit on it. The Tanya, Ha'ukuf, the actual saddle that you sit on is Tamei Moshev. Vatofis, that piece of wood that you hold on to, Tumas Merkav. So now we have a Tumas Merkav that applies to the Zov, yet is not mentioned in the Mishnah that talks about the Tumas Zov. El Shmami No, Eilam made them in a klolus. You can't make a rule, you can't learn from the rules. Afil Makom Shnei Mechutz. Omer Ravina Vitamer of Nachman. Afan Nanami Tanina. Al Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? Bekom Avim Mishnatrim. Everything can be used for Erev and for Shittim Havos. Chutz Min Amayim Memelech. Aside for water and salt. Ask the Gemara Suleka. There are no other items that are disqualified for an Erev. Vika Kamein Pitrios, mushrooms, which are not qualified to be used for an Erev, either because they're not, they need further processing. Some Mepharshim say, others say because they don't offer nourishment, others say because they're not really something that would be used in a meal. So the Mishnah said rule, and Mishnah even said an exception to rule, and didn't say all the exceptions. El Shmami No, Eilam made them in a klolus. We can't learn from a rule of Filim Makom Shnei Bechutz. There's a very interesting gra here. The gra, we learned the Gemara that when we said Kamein and Pitrios are not good for an Erev, what do we mean? For Erev Chatzeres. For Erev Tchumim. The gra says that Kamein and Pitrios can be used for Erev Tchumim. he explains that any problem you'll find with mushrooms, the different problems that the Rishonim say, you could find them with other foods. If you say that they're not fully processed, many foods are not fully processed. Wheat is not fully processed. If you tell me that they're not really used as an integral part of the meal, a lot of things that are not used as an integral part of the meal. So he says, when the Gemara refers here, Chutz Min HaMayim HaMelech, it's not referring to the din of Erev, it's referring to what can be bought with Maisa Sheni money. That not only salt and water can't be bought with Maisa Sheni money, but even Kamein and Petrius cannot be bought with Maisa Sheni money, and we'll understand as we go weiter, further in the sugya why. What is the Machloikus of the Gra based on? Very interesting how one word, one has three letters. You look in the Gra. He has after Min HaMayim HaMelech the word V'chulu. The V'chulu is referring to Hakol Nikach V'Kesav Meiser. Without the Aleph, you say it's referring to Erev. With the V'chulu, it's referring to the part about Nikach V'Kesav Meiser. Very interesting. You look in the Gra, he adds in the V'chulu. Hakol Nikach V'Kesav Meiser, everything can be bought with money of Meiser. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi, Bechanina. But Rebbe Elazar and Yosef Bechanina learned the Braisa. We're going to learn the Braisa in a moment. Chad Masnia Erev, once that the Braisa was teaching us a halacha regarding Hilchas Ervin, the Chad Masnia Meiser. And once that the Braisa was teaching us a halacha regarding Meiser. Chad Masnia Erev, once says it's referring to Erev, Loishon Alamayim Bifnei Atzmai or Mel Bifnei Atzmai. When can't you use water or salt for an Erev? When you have them separately. Deima Arvin. That's when you can't use them for an Erev. Ab Maim Melech. If the water and salt are together, Ma'arvin. Why? Rashi explained, because then it's already a dip. It's a chosh v'maychel, and you could use it. V'chav masni amaisa. Loishonu el maim b'fnei atzmai, or melech b'fnei atzmai. Only water itself, or salt itself, cannot be used for an Erev. They cannot be bought with maisa sheni money. Dei nichim. Amayim Melech, when you have water and salt together, Nichim Bekasa Meiser can be bought with Meiser money. Says the Gemara. Man the Masniya Meiser, the man the Omid that says that you could buy water and salt mixed together from Meiser money. Where the issues that you're allowed to buy or not allowed to buy certain foods are the rices, as we will learn tomorrow. Will say that if they're acceptable for Meiser, Koshkein, they're certainly acceptable for Erev. Or man the masnei erev. However, the man that says that you can make an erev out of water and salt mixed together will say ava meiser loy. For meiser, you can't use it even if they're mixed together. My tama pei ribinin, because you need a fruit and water and salt. Even if you mix them together, don't become a fruit. Says the Gemara. Ki asher Yitzchak masnei meiser. Rav Yitzchak said he learned that the brayse is referring to meiser. The water and salt mixed together can be used for meiser. Meisvei asked the Gemara, "Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, Lefnei Rabbi Lezer, Shebeis Abba, in my father's home, how you loichim tzir? They used to buy fish brine, bekesa meisa, with meisa money. Amaloi, Shem loy shemata. Maybe you only heard this. Kishet kirve dogim urav mehem. When pieces of fish are mixed in, and we're going to learn that pieces of fish may be acceptable to buy. But feel Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish." Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, that is mekel, and what you're allowed to buy with Maisa Sheni money, loy kamel but seer, only because there's fish brine, the shum the perihi, because that's something that comes out of the fish, which the fish itself, according to certain mandarmen, is considered a peri. Avamayim amelech, salt and water, there's no characteristic of a peri there. Loy, nobody will hold it's acceptable. Amar Rav Yosef, you're right. Loy nitzricha, El Shinoisin Latoichin Shemin. What are we speaking when we say that salt and water mixed together are allowed to be used to buy with Maisa Sheni money? Is when there's oil, vegetable oil. So now you have a peri. Ask to buy the obvious kasha. If you have vegetable oil, so then certainly it's mutter. Why shouldn't vegetable oil be acceptable to buy with Maisa Sheni money? Amal Abayi, the type of Lemishim Shemin, which should be acceptable because of the oil. Says the Gemara, you're right. What happened is like this. You didn't just go buy vegetable oil. If you used Maisa Sheni money to buy vegetable oil, it's perfectly fine. You bought vegetable oil, salt, and water all together. So now part of the money is going for salt and water. So you would say maybe since salt and water are not acceptable to buy with Ma'aser Sheni money, it should not be acceptable. That's why the Gemara is teaching it, that since you did it by Havlah, then it's mutter. Now what is the definition of Havlah? Very important, Rambam. The Rambam says the definition of Havlah is not the way we go shopping in a store. So let's say somebody went to the store and he bought salt and the salt cost $1. And he bought water and the water cost $2. And he bought shemen and the shemen cost $3. And then when he comes to the cash register, they don't tell me, oh, it's 3 plus 2 plus 1. They tell me, oh, it's $6. That's not called Havlah. That's, you're just paying for all of them together. Havlah means that you buy a package and there's one price to the package, and in the package there's oil and salt and water. Now there's a very fundamental machloikis, Tosfos and other Rishonim. Most Rishonim learn that when the Gemara here is saying that oil has to be part of the mix, it's talking regarding Ma'aser Sheni. Because since, as we explained, for Ma'aser Sheni you have to have a peri, you have to have something which is a fruit. So that's why the Gemara said there was oil here too. But what about for an Erev? For an Erev, salt and water mixed together would be fine. Why not? Erev doesn't have a limitation of a Peira. That's how the Rajman and Ritva learn. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says when the Gemara says Lei Nitzricha El Shem and Me'urabai, it's talking both about Ma'aser Sheni and also by Erev. That water and salt, even if it's mixed together, according to the Maskanas of Gemara, according to Tosfos and bottom of Amud Aleph, is not acceptable unless oil is mixed in. And not only does Tosfos say that, Tosfos says, you know how much oil you have to mix in? You have to mix in enough oil that the oil alone would be enough for an Erev. The oil alone has enough for Mazon Shtei Sudas. That's how Tosfos learns. In fact, there is interesting machloikis, how much oil you have to mix in here. The Sfas Emes says, any amount of oil is enough. Because he says if there was a requirement for amount of oil, the Gemara should have said it. So the fact that the Gemara left it open means that any amount of oil will be acceptable. Other Tosfos clearly regarding Erev says that you have to have enough oil for two meals. And other Rishonim and Mefarshim say that you have to have a revius of oil, because that's considered a chashuv amount of oil. There's an interesting Maram. The Maram says that when the Gemara is saying that there's oil mixed in, says the Maram, we no longer have to say that there's oil mixed in with salt and water. You could have oil with salt and oil with water. The point is that as long as you have oil involved here, then you have a situation of Havlah and it's fine. Ask the Gemara, about Havlah Mishari, is that actually the fact that whenever it's done by Havlah, it's mutter in? Says the Gemara, in Vatanya. Vatanya here is not a kasha, Rashi says. Vatanya here is a benichus, it's a raya. And Bagbag Omer. The pasuk teaches us the halacha about, that we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, that with the Ma'aser Sheni money, you could go to Yerushalayim and buy all, b'chol ha'shatava nafshecha, whatever you like, whatever food. But then the pasuk continues, b'bakar, or b'tzoyin, b'yayin, or b'sheicher. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara's question, why does the pasuk have to enumerate all these specific food items? Tosfos says we don't learn it from the fact that the pasuk actually enumerated the food items. We learn it from the extra beis before every food item. It says bibakar, bitzoin, biyayin. But whatever the question is, why did Torah have to say this? Melamed comes to teach shloichim bakar agaba oiri. If we're buying cattle, we could also include the hide. Now the hide is not a food. And explain to Rishonim, what is not required is to resell the hide that you bought, the animal, with Ma'aser Sheni money, and then resell that hide and get more food. You could keep the hide even though you're going to use the hide for yourself, not as a food item. Over time, what does the Torah teach us when it talks about sheep? You could buy sheep even though it has the wool, which the wool is clearly not a food item. Over yayin, what does that teach us? You could buy wine even though you buy the container in it and the container is not the wine. They used to make a drink which was called temid. Temid was the seeds of grapes that were steeped in water. It was primarily water, Rashi explains. Water, we know that you're not allowed to buy. We explained that the whole shiur today with Ma'aser Sheni money. But temid, mishehichmetz, even though it's mainly water, is permittable. Amar Rav Yochanan, That was ben bat. So you see that since you're buying it by havlah, you're not buying these non-permissible items distinctly and separately. It's fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So after Rabbi Yochanan learned this brisa, he said, "Man the metagmali bebok aliv the ben bagbag. Whoever's going to be able to explain to me after we learn the Gemara what really the word babakar is teaching us." Mavlina ma'ane abasrel be'masusay. I'll carry his clothing after him to the bathhouse. That means I will show that he's a gadol b'toyra. I will show that he's superior because this is a difficult question. My tama. So Rabbi Yochanan explains. Kule tzrichi. Everything Ben Bagbag said, I understand and is necessary. Labam be'bakar deloy tzarach. The word be'bakar I don't understand. My tzrichi. So the Gemara explains itself. Dikos rachmanu be'bakar. If the Torah just would have written by Bakr, have a mina, I would have thought, Bakud Mizdabin al Gaba Oira. You know why you could buy the hide together with the candle? Shinagufehu. It's one and the same. You can't separate the hide from the animal. Avot Soin al Gaba Gisosai. When you buy a sheep with the wool attached to it, the lav gufehi, it's not part of the sheep. Amaloi. Maybe I would say that that's not acceptable. You know why it's not acceptable? Because the sheep, you should have taken off the wool separately. The sheep doesn't have to have the wool on it. V'kas rachman b'tsoin al gabes sisoi. If I would have said tsoin with the wool, have minim shem nuchubava enechanami. Yes, the wool isn't necessary for the sheep. The sheep could live well without the wool, but it's still one piece. Avol yain al gabek kankanoi, but wine in a barrel, emeloi. Wine is not. Doesn't grow together with the barrel. V'kas rachman b'yayin. If the Torah would have said wine, hamim shem nahin and terasei. There's no other way of protecting your wine without putting it into a container. There's no way you could carry a liquid. Avot temed m'shechichmitz. These pits that are fermenting, the kiyuba almahu, that digest water with some taste, with some acid taste. Emeloi. That's why kas rachman b'sheicher. Now the Gemara goes the other way around. V'kas rachmana sheicher. Had the Torah only written the word sheicher, haven't mean a sheicher, I would say, you know what I learned from the word sheicher? The veil achilles. The veil achilles was a type of fig, the peruhu. It's a fruit, but it was a very inferior fruit, and it was mishaker, it's intoxicating. So I would say that the Torah has to teach us that even though it's inferior, it's kosher to be used, it's kosher to be bought with meister sheni money. Which is not a fruit. The kankan, the barrel is not a fruit. If the Torah would have taught us about the wine in the barrel, like we explained a moment ago, you can't have wine without having a receptacle to put it into. The tzoyin you can have without the sheep. That's why kas rachman tzoyin. Even though you have the wool, and the wool is not necessary for the sheep's protection, still you're allowed to buy the sheep with the wool. But what do I need babakar? If you're allowed to buy wine in a barrel, and you're allowed to buy sheep with a wool, certainly you're allowed to buy cattle with the hide. What are you supposed to do with the hide? V'chitem. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what you'll say. If the Torah wouldn't have written the word babakar, have amina, you know what I would say that sign teaches us? Sign teaches us al gaba oirein, that you can only buy sheep with its skin, al gaba gesasaloi. So that's why kos rachman babakar, that's why the Torah wrote the word babakar, lesuye oirein, that we already know that you could buy an animal with the skin, and that's why isolate sign, so now the word sheep is left over, that not only can you buy it with its hide, but you can even buy it with its wool. Says the Gemara, Eli Kas Rachman of a Bakr, if the Torah wouldn't have written cattle, I wouldn't say that the word sheep is only teaching us that it could buy a sheep with its hide, agav disasaloi, but not with its wool. Dim Kain, Lichter Rachman of Bakr. Then the Torah should have just written, why, if all that's mutter is to buy an animal with its hide, not with its sheep, not with its wool, why would the Torah talk about sheep? Should have spoken about cattle. That's what makes cattle different than sheep. the cattle has no wool and sheep has wool. If the Torah went out of its way to teach us the word soin, sheep, it must be because the Torah is trying to teach us that not only can you buy hide with the sheep, with the animal, but you can even buy wool. But now we come back to our original question. If we already know from the word soin that you could buy sheep with its hide, and you could buy sheep with its wool, so what I need babaka for? Ask Tosfos, why is the wool mutter? Because the wool protects the sheep. But that I already learned from wine. Because wine is mutter in the container, because the container protects the wine. So why do I need an apostle for tzayin even? Ask Tosfos. So Tosfos says the protection of wool to sheep is not equivalent to protection of the container to the wine. Why? Because it's not that the container only protects the wine. Without the container, you have no wine. You can't get it. Sheep, yes, they're protected by the wool, but you can have sheep without wool. But bakar, once we already know that you can carry wool, so certainly you could carry hide, so now I don't understand why I need the bakar. Now that's what the Gemara says. Hash the tzayin, al gav gisosay. Mizdabin, if you could buy a sheep with its wool, bakar al gav oira, then regular cattle with its skin, Mabai, is there any question? Certainly you could buy it. And Hanan the Kamer Rabbi Yochanan ends off the Gemara. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Man, the Targali Bokar, I'll leave the Ben Bagbag. The one that will explain to me what Ben Bagbag really needs the word Baboka for, Mavlina Man Elbe Masusay. I'll tear his clothing to the bathhouse because he shows that he'll be able to explain a question that I can't find an answer to.